With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As many as 180 million people could be impacted by a powerful winter storm that's going to be making its way all the way from Texas up through New England. And that's causing a lot of concerns, and a lot of concerns especially about the ice that could fall in the south in particular and bring down a lot of power lines. In the nation's capital today and on the National Mall, tens of thousands of pro-lifers turned out for their annual March for Life. In his video remarks to attendees, President Trump said his administration is taking steps to protect life.
We have stopped forced taxpayer funding of abortion at home and abroad. We're championing faith-based adoption and foster care and supporting our parents by investing $1,000 into an account that will grow over time for every newborn baby. With your help and support, we will continue to fight at the eternal truth that every child is a gift from God.
Talks today aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine war.
The talks, in some ways, are heading into a new phase today in the United Arab Emirates, because it will be the first time that the U.S. has sat down side by side with the Russian negotiating team and Ukrainian negotiators at the same table.
And that is Sarah Rainsford for the BBC. Federal officials challenging an account concerning the detainment of a 5-year-old child in Minnesota by ICE agents. Border Patrol Commander-at-Large Greg Bovino says his agency will continue to conduct its efforts to remove illegal alien criminals.
Several illegal alien criminals taken off the streets yet again over the past 24 hours. Again, that is what we're here to do. And we're not going to be deterred in doing that. We are going to take these criminal illegal aliens off the street and make America a safer place, make Minneapolis a safer place.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down about 250 points. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are leaving church these days.
It's not the first survey to reveal this fact, but it is the latest. Analyst Ryan Burge, a former pastor who studies faith in the U.S., has released new findings based on the General Social Survey. They indicate that every age group in this country is attending worship less frequently. In 1972, close to half of most Americans were in the pews every Sunday. Now it's about 1 in 4, with only 17% of young adults attending weekly. Michael Harrington reporting.
Surveys by the Pew Research Center find the Catholic population in Latin America has shrunk over the past 10 years. Protestantism has remained relatively stable across the region. Experts say the Catholic Church's strong influence has eroded in large measure because of the priest sexual abuse scandal. Meanwhile, the share of Latin America's population that is atheist, agnostic, or followers of no particular religion is on the rise. This is SRN News. The days could be numbered for one state's vanity license plate, which honors a popular toy.
Since 2002, Rhode Island drivers have been able to drive around with Mr. Potato Head license plates. Mr. Potato Head maker Hasbro has had its headquarters in the state, and 2002 was the 50th anniversary of the character. But Hasbro has decided to move its headquarters to Boston. Republican Representative Brian Newberry says Hasbro's relocating will cause untold economic harm to Rhode Island, including a loss of tax revenue. Newberry has introduced legislation to stop the state's Division of Motor Vehicles from providing Mr. Potato Head as a specialty license plate. I'm Donna Water.
Floods in Mozambique have led to a new threat, crocodiles appearing in submerged towns and killed at least 3 people. Torrential rains and severe flooding over the past month have killed more than 100 in Mozambique, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.